Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
We're glad to have the Last Hour Bluegrass with us today. They're going to be helping us on the broadcast, and we're going to go into the message from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
Once my clothes were ragged, this old world looked down on me. I had no hope for tomorrow, nor for eternity. Then grace came with mercy, and heard this orphan's claim. Now I've been adopted, from bondage I've been set free. Someone has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered. My family is royalty.
To a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is part number one of the message. Understanding the spiritual representation of the ark. And we're talking about Genesis chapter number 6-7. We were talking about when Noah built the ark. Amen. But there is some things that I'm finding in our Bible that is amazing to me, because I see them, you know, while they're there physically in the story surrounding Noah, I'm seeing them in a spiritual sense, and boy, we can link it right up to the cross of Calvary, I'm telling you. You can see Jesus, a picture of the Lord, all day long when looking at that text, amen? And so I want to, if you remember, speaking about that invitation that God had gave Noah to come into the ark. Look at verse number one more time with us tonight, and we'll look at the text this evening. The Bible said, "And the Lord said unto Noah, come, thou and all thy sons into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation." So I want you to look right there towards the end. It says, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. Now take your Bible and go to Hebrews chapter number 11, and keep your place there, if you will, in Genesis chapter 7, but Hebrews chapter number 11, and I pray that this is going to sink in a little bit. I had not planned on doing this evening, but I want you to look at Hebrews 11 and verse number 7. And I want you to look at that word righteousness, and as it goes, it follows us through the text, and it gets over there to Hebrews chapter number 11. Watch this. By faith, remember, it's impossible to please God without faith, right? It's impossible to please God without faith. But notice what Noah's doing. By faith, he's doing these things. Watch this. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. It never rained before. Noah's doing these things based upon something he's never seen. That's great faith. He's following a plan that he's not, I don't think Noah had ever seen anything like what he was building. I believe that. I don't believe he's ever seen anything like what God's asking him to build. Yet he's stepping out and he's doing this work by faith. I'll tell you tonight, we're doing the same thing. You say, preacher, we're working, but we're saved by grace. I know, but we're doing it by faith, amen. We're doing it by faith. I'm saved with the grace of God, thank the Lord, amen. I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've never seen Christ in the physical sense, but I'm walking by faith tonight, amen. Ain't that awesome? Amen. Same thing here, speaking about Noah. Watch this. See, he was moved with fear. In other words, I don't think that this is talking about a fear of being afraid. I think we're talking about a reverence. Remember what the Bible said over there in Proverbs chapter number 1? It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You remember that? Amen. But fools despise wisdom and instruction, right? He's doing these things because he honors God, and God is the righteous. God's the holy, amen. And so he's responding to the word, right? To the word of God. Watch this. He moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. He's doing all of these things by faith, amen. Once again, back over in chapter number 7, Genesis chapter 7, verse number 1, and the Lord said unto Noah, come now and all thy house into the ark. I want to back up and I want to read the last verse of chapter number 6. The Bible says in the last verse of chapter number 6, verse 22, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Look down at verse number 5. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. That's the same thing, isn't it? He said it twice now that Noah is a man of character. He's somebody who's going to follow the instructions of God, and he's going to do it in a manner that he's not going to miss anything. He's going to follow it in the degree, man, that he can be trusted. Amen. God, I want to tell you something. God will never choose anybody to work for him who's not going to follow his word. It's not going to be beneficial. God can't use it, amen. You got to be humble. You got to be submissive. You got to be broken. Are y'all listening to me tonight? You got to be broken, and the only way God's going to use somebody like that is for somebody to be submissive and say, God, I can't, but you can, amen. And so Noah's in a place where he says, I can't build this. But God, I know if you give me the plans, I'll just agree to do it. Amen. I'll agree to go through with it. So we said in the text that God did not say, now remember about this invitation, we said in the text on Sunday night that God did not say, go into the ark, but rather he said, come. He said to come into the ark, right? So that word go would have been a command. However, the word come was a gracious invitation. He's welcoming him to come in. But I noticed some other things. Listen, if God had used the word go, it would have meant that God was on the outside looking in, right? But God used the word come, which signifies that that as Noah was on the outside of the ark, God was on the inside waiting on him to come inside the ark to have fellowship. I don't tell you tonight, praise God, but wow, that thought is awesome, man. I've been pondering on it. I've been thinking about this whole section of Scripture. But I also begin to see something else about this invitation to come, that there was also a choice that had to be made on Noah's account. Now think about this. God is on the inside, God's saying and giving the invitation for Noah to come. Noah's standing on the outside and he's waiting on his invitation. Now, at that moment when God gives the invitation, Noah has to make a choice. Boy, that ought to remind you of something, amen. That ought to remind us of every single one of us of salvation. That's exactly what it's like for salvation. Now, think about this. The ark was a place not just of invitation, but it was also a place of decision, a place that a decision must be made. Now, I don't know if you've ever thought about it, never considered it tonight, but every single one of us, in order to go to heaven, we must make a personal decision. If I could make the decision for you, everybody in the whole world would be saved. But I cannot make that decision for you. Now we're talking about tonight this. Every one of you have the ability to make decisions. That's what we call free will. Now, there's a lot of people in this world that we live in, they want to take that ability away from you. They want to say that, man, you were destined to go to hell. And they want to say that you don't have the ability to make a choice. And that's not that God knew who's going to be saved and who's going to be lost. God knows all things. I agree with that 100%. However, God still allows man to make a choice. And Noah's standing there. He's standing there with the invitation to come. And at this moment, Noah can say, you know what, boys? I tell you right now, we've worked this whole time. We built this ark. There hadn't been a single drain drop fail yet. And I tell you, you know, God could just have his ark and walked away. But they'd have died and they'd perished and the world ended. Noah took that gracious invitation to come. Boy, it moved out. Y'all with me tonight? I'm going to tell you something. It was a place of decision this evening. It was a place of decision. And the Bible says, and the Lord said unto Noah, come, thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. God's inviting Noah to come on board the place of safety. He's asking Noah to enter in to a vessel of divine protection. He's asking Noah to enter into a place of salvation. That ark is a representation tonight of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a representation of a gift. It's a representation of salvation itself. However, while standing on the outside, Noah could not enter the ark that he had prepared. Noah could not enter the ark to which he had prepared without first getting an invitation. Oh, I'm telling you, I hope you get a hold of this tonight. There's nobody can work their way to heaven. No, the only way you're going to get to heaven is through the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, and the sacrificial death. That's the only way you're going to make it to heaven. You can't get up on your own way. Noah didn't enter into that vessel because he had been good, been righteous, and man developed a great ship. No, he got in there because of an invitation to come. He walked in because of decision, amen, because he made a decision to step on board of God's presence, to step on board God's security and God's salvation. That's why he got in there. Oh, you say, preacher, what in the world? I'm going to tell you something for Noah. Noah's standing on the outside of the ark. Noah's been given an invitation to come, but he also has to make a decision. And I'll tell you tonight, will Noah accept the invitation from the Lord? Or is he going to reject this opportunity? Is he going to say, no, I don't want nothing to do with that and walk away? There's been many today, listen to me, there's been many who have been right on the threshold of the door and said no to Jesus. I tell you, I think about Agrippa. Paul was down there witnessing to King Agrippa. And boy, he gets down there into the final things. And King Agrippa looks over at Paul and he said this. He said, thou almost persuaded me. Almost is not good enough, friend. Almost will keep you on the outside. Almost will keep you out there in the waters of death. Friend, I will tell you something. It can't be an almost thing. There has to be a decision that's made for Christ. Christ has to be that decision.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.